Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The time has arrived. The arrangement has been made for our great wedding feast. Jacob has worked many years to get his bride of his dreams, the girl he met at the well. Only this story has a twist. So hold on and join me in my story as we find out what 7 years of hard work will get Jacob. Seven years of waiting and hard work had passed. Jacob had been counting the days. Jacob went to Laban and informed him that the 7-year contract was complete. He wanted to have Rachel's hand in marriage, as per their agreement. Laban gathered his men and threw a great feast to celebrate his daughter's marriage. Though Laban had 2 daughters, Leah and Rachel, and Leah, the older daughter, had not been married off, so Laban changed the agreement without informing Jacob. Leah went into the marriage tent instead of his younger daughter. After much celebration, Jacob entered the marriage tent and consummated the marriage. Only to discover in the morning, he'd married the wrong daughter. Laban, what have you done to me? Our agreement was for Rachel, not Leah. I served you for 7 years, hard labor for Rachel. Oh, Jacob, you don't understand our traditions. The older daughter is always married off first. Though I'll make you another offer. If you work 7 years longer, you can have Rachel also as your bride. Jacob took Rachel as a second bride and worked the additional 7 years as per their new agreement. Now, God saw how Rachel was loved and that her sister was unloved. So he opened Leah's womb and she gave birth to 4 sons, while Rachel was kept barren. What treachery this is by Laban, Jacob's uncle, to work all these years for a wife you did not want? And in those days, multiple wives were not so uncommon, so Jacob finds himself in a deal with 14 years of hard labor for one wife he adores and the other God sees as unloved. Remember, God has promised Jacob descendants as numerous as the dust of the earth. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.